My phone still got battery.
Yeah, it does.
This iPad's dead. I'm over here saying things, getting fucking wild, like saying crazy shit like, Mr. Dew, that's a dude. That guy's good. Mr. Dew is a classic video game.
Controversial statements of Jeff Gerstmann.
That's right. I don't give a fuck.
There are a bunch of cops in that parking lot. No more unsettling sight than a bunch of cops standing around talking to each other.
Copping. Doing cop things. Policing. Word from the chat on your rattly speaker here is dynamite that shit, bro.
Okay.
Dynamite your mom's car.
I don't think I can do that.
Put some dynamite in there. Knock down that rattle.
This car wasn't really built for bass of any kind. It's a Nissan, but not like one of the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a Skyline.
Which is the best Super Globetrotter? I was just going to say Metalark Lemon.
Yeah, that was the one, only one I could name off the top of my head.
It's Curly.
Curly what?
Curly Sue, the movie.
Yeah. All right.
Man, I feel like I should be able to name at least one more Globetrotter, but it's just not happening. So the Super Globetrotters, that was the cartoon, wasn't it?
I believe so. But the Super Globetrotters were
made
up of...
It's just the Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters, yeah.
With alter egos, right?
Yeah. Has there ever been a Harlem Globetrotters video game?
I'm going to say, going on a limb here and say, Metalark Lemon is, in fact, a Super Globetrotter. Maybe not in the IP capital S super sense, but I think Metalark Lemon's just super.
But has there ever been a Globetrotters video game?
It seems like I'm gonna go on a limb here and say if there was a Globetrotters video game, it was either on the SNES or like Game Boy Color.
Sure.
Because those are the platforms that were dumping grounds for licensed shit.
Yes. And including several different varieties of licensed basketball shit.
There is a game in our database called Harlem Globetrotters for the NES. All right.
Yeah, no, that still tracks.
March 91.
Oh, so a late era NES game. It just feels like the easiest thing in the world.
But, like, the dumbest thing, because you would probably just make it a fucking...
A regular basketball game
and then throw the words Harlem Globetrotters on it.
Right.
And Harlem Globetrotters World Tour, which is a DS and GBA game.
I think I might remember that one.
Overview. Harlem Globetrotters is a 2-on-2 basketball that borrows a lot from the NBA Jam series.
Yeah, all right.
2006.
What I'm saying is, if I can't just set up a ladder, climb up it, and then shoot the basketball into the net that way, it's not a very good Harlem Globetrotters.
Right. I mean, if it doesn't have the tricks, then is it truly even a fucking Globetrotters game? Now I want to look at these Globetrotters games for a minute here. Watch some video. That's what I'm going to do when I actually get home.
Okay.
I'm going to take my shoes off. I'm going to get myself a diet soda out of the fridge. Something to relax with. And then I'm going to watch some video. I'm going to look for a speed run of Harlem Globetrotters. Super Globetrotters has a character that was voiced by Scatman Crothers. Yeah, I bet it does. That seems like something that they would do. All right. Now I'm home for real.
Yeah.
Now we turned it off on our own terms.
Yes. We'll talk to y'all later.
Just like what Mr. Do would do.